Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, home improvement projects. What needs fixing up in your family relationships? Whatever the project, we'll help you draw up the plans and make sure you've got all the tools you need. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, home improvement projects. What needs fixing up in your family relationships? Whatever the project might be, we want to help you draw up the plans and make sure you've got all the tools you need. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're looking at all things family. So are you and your spouse facing a challenge in your relationship? Are you dealing with parenting issues with your younger or adult kids? Is your extended family, you know, your parents, your in-laws, your siblings, or others, giving you grief? Let us help you resolve all those challenges that hit close to home today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also get your questions in via email, and that address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we'd love to have you give us a call at 877-573-7825, and let's talk about all those family challenges, whether they are marriage questions, parenting issues, extended family questions. We want to help you with all those home improvement projects.
Well, you know, with any home improvement projects, about 90% of us go, no, I don't want to do that. It makes a mess. It's difficult. It's exhausting. I'd rather do something fun. And that's just on our house where we're dealing with concrete things. Never mind,
concrete.
You know,
I see what you there.
Well, yeah. Never mind all those people and their stuff and the past and the hurts and it can be overwhelming. Well, just like with a good home improvement project, when you get the support you need and get a really good plan going and you get the tools that you need, it goes so much better. And that's what we're here to help you with in that family home improvement plan today. And that's anybody you consider family. If those people are family to you and there's something getting in the way, something making something uncomfortable, well, let us help you come up with those plans, get those tools, and most importantly, connect with God's grace today here on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And for those of you who don't know what that is, when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we could discern God's plan for living a more joyful and abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation, especially his design of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us that families are meant to be schools of love and virtue. One of the lessons we all need to learn in the family school of love is how to manage conflict and tension and differences of opinion gracefully. As Catholic families, especially, we need to make sure that we're not just doing what comes naturally when it comes to handling family conflict. Instead, we need to make sure that we're, number one, inviting God to be the mediator in our disagreements. And number two, being intentional about practicing the virtues we need to display in order to have more productive discussions with our family members. And three, working hard to listen to each other rather than react to each other, which can be so complicated.
Yeah, it can be. And one of the most important things we can do is get in the habit of praying before we start difficult discussions, especially with our family members. Now, look, ideally, we could pray with our family member by saying something like, you know, Lord, you know, each of us knows what we want, but help us to discern what you want us to do, and help us to take care of each other while we figure that out. But, you know, we can say a similar prayer to ourselves if we don't believe that that other family member would be receptive. Either way, we need to remember to invite God into every part of family life, asking him to teach us to be the family that he wants us to be. And that's especially true where conflict is concerned. Family life becomes the school of love and virtue the church says it's supposed to be, not by trying to figure out how to be loving in the face of conflict all on our own, but by humbly admitting that we don't know what we're doing and asking God to help us be the family he wants us to be every day. Well, you know, easy to say, harder to do, so let's talk it out. Are you dealing with a marriage challenge, parenting issues with your younger or adult kids, extended family problems with your parents or in-laws, siblings, or others? We want to help you resolve all those family challenges that hit close to home today on More to Life on our show titled Home Improvement Project. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, your servant St. John Paul reminds us that families are meant to be schools of love and virtue, and so often they feel like anything but. They feel like the sources of chaos and frustration and struggle. So we bring to you our family relationships, Lord. We bring to you our spouse, our kids, our extended family. We just ask you to help us to learn how to respond to the challenges in our families the way you would have us respond to them. Help us to grow together and to listen to your voice so that we can take care of each other while we figure out what you would have us do. Lord, teach us to be the families that you want us to be. Help us to listen to your voice and place your love at the center of our hearts and homes. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, home improvement projects. What needs fixing up in your family relationships, whether we're talking about marriage issues, parenting struggles with younger or adult children, or extended family struggles with your parents, in-laws, siblings, or others, we want to help you resolve those challenges gracefully. Today on More to Life, the number 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our very first call of the day from Austin, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Indiana.
Austin, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Generally speaking, I think the subject I'm interested in hearing you speak to is in regards to preserving faith from a quote-unquote losing position in an extended family structure from a worldly perspective. There's clear markers, clear categories of, in a custody dispute. Sole physical custody is distinguished from joint legal custody, things like that. And depending on where a person finds themselves in
so
that.
Let me ask, you're kind of talking theoretically here. Are you saying that you're in a custody battle with your ex-wife then, or what?
I have an 11-year-old daughter for whom I'm I have joint legal custody, and her mother has sole physical. And I'm also a convert to Catholicism.
And so you're wondering how you can help pass on the faith to her in that situation, you mean? Or is there something specific?
And am I hearing that there's something in your agreement that says you're not allowed to talk about the faith with your daughter? Or what's the situation there?
Well, the situation is that there's her mother's side is Mennonite. Her stepfather is atheist. My folks are Seventh-day Adventism. There's a lot of anti-Catholicism kind of in the mix. And I'm aware of, in some ways, needing to act as an evangelical actor in how things are going. And, you know, there's ways to kind of play for points, and then there's ways to, be true to faith. And where a child's upbringing is concerned, I think it can get very difficult to parse out what prudence looks like in a situation like that.
And how often do you have your daughter then?
I'd say a third of the year overall. It was a complicated schedule that shifts depending on if she's school or not, and holidays and summertime.
Got you. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously that's challenging because the more time we can get with our kids, the more influence we can have. But I will say this: I mean, the best way to maximize your influence is all the research, and we've recently did a project with the Center for Applied Research at the Apostolate of Georgetown that looked at parents that successfully passed the faith on to their kids, and all of the studies really show that kids are more likely to own their faith as adults when they experience their faith as the source of the warmth in their homes. So in other words, when she is with you, you know, making sure that faith isn't just something that you teach her, like a subject or practices that you do, but that it really, that she experiences, you know, real warmth in your home because of the way you guys pray together and the way that you, for example, when you hug her, you give her a blessing. When you guys, have mealtime together and you say grace, you it's an opportunity to really talk about the way God is showing up for you. And, that those mealtimes are draw you together, right?
But none of that, I really need you to hear that Greg's ideas here. It'd be very easy for you as a father who doesn't get to see your daughter very often and is involved in all this legal stuff to just start writing down lists of, give my child a blessing when I hug her. Talk about how God showed up when we pray at mealtimes. And just make a list of that and go for it. Please, Austin, hear what we're saying here. The most important thing you can do to pass on the faith to your daughter and have a relationship with her into adulthood so you can love her and be an influence in her and have a relationship with your daughter is to make all the time you get together and any communication you have with her supportive, loving, secure, so that she, when she sees your name come up in when it is a letter in the mail, if she actually has a cell phone, which she may not in her circumstance, but if your name comes up, she's thinking, I feel so safe with Daddy. I feel so loved by Daddy. I can't wait to see Daddy again. That doesn't mean you're the Disneyland dad. That means you're the dad that listens, that constantly reaffirms who she is as a child of God, who makes her feel nurtured and loved. You're incredibly affectionate with her in appropriate ways so that she feels like your place is the place where God has allowed you to grow warmth and security and safety and love when she is with you in your home.
One other thing I'll suggest, there's an excellent book I'd really encourage you to get by Elizabeth Marquardt, and that's spelled Marquardt.
Very important.
Called Between Two Worlds, The Inner Lives of Children of Divorce. And it looks at kind of the biggest challenge that even in quote-unquote good divorce situations, the reason that it's so difficult on kids is because they have two different worlds. When they live with mom, it's one set of routines and rituals and one, cast of people. When they were with dad, it's a whole different thing. And so the more you can make those things consistent across the households, the better it is for the kids in terms of the particular rituals that you might have and the ways that you do things. Obviously there are going to be differences. That can't be helped. But the more you can keep that consistent across the households, the better it is for her as well. So Austin, check out that book. Again, it's Between Two Worlds, The Inner Lives of Children of Divorce. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'd love to coach you through this. Also, our Catholic Home app, it's Catholic HOM, is a great resource for all kinds of families who are looking for ways to build stronger connection and really pass the faith on to their kids in relational ways. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can download the Catholic HOM app. and check out the resources and also the pastoral accompaniment that we provide every day where folks can ask whatever questions they like and join the conversations. I hope that we'll see you there. Austin, thank you so much for the call, and we've added you to our More to Life prayer list. If there is more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com or on the Catholic HOM app. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Home Improvement Projects, as we talk about all the different family relationships that might need fixing up. Whether that's your marriage relationship, a parenting issue with your younger or adult children, or some extended family problems with your parents, in-laws, siblings, or others, we want to help you resolve all those challenges gracefully. Give us a call today at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let us help you handle all those problems that are hitting a little close to home today on More to Life. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute, who'll be sharing some additional insights on how the theology of the body can help us face family conflict gracefully. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
This is Dr. Ray Guarendi from The Doctor Is In. You call in, and we will talk about what matters to you in your life. We can put our heads together to help you solve the problems of life and to use your faith to get even smarter.
The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi this afternoon, 1 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you have an insurance plan that pays for everything, even things you don't believe in? There are options. You can join Solidarity HealthShare, a faith-based health-sharing community. Plus, Solidarity HealthShare can save you money with prices starting as low as $384 a month for families.
Call to see how much you can save. 844-398-9399. That's 844-398-9399.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Home Improvement Project. What needs fixing up in your family relationships? So whatever the project, whether we're talking about struggles with you and your spouse, or parenting issues with your younger or adult kids, or extended family problems with your parents, in-laws, siblings, or others, we want to help you resolve those challenges that hit close to home today on More to Life on our show titled Home Improvement Projects. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, EWTN is with you all the time, especially all over social media. All your favorite programs are available right now. You can check out EWTN on X at EWTN Radio. Remember, EWTN is everywhere. And we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. And we're joined by Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, and good morning to you both.
Oh, good morning to you. And, you know, you, I guess one of the things that we're talking about family challenges today, and I think that we all have this kind of temptation to want to avoid dealing with those family issues as much as we can because we kind of hope that they'll either go away or we can find something else to be concerned about. But, you know, you wanted to share some thoughts about why it's important to really be intentional about our family relationships.
Yeah, it's really about making first things first in a way. I think you're right. Sometimes the trap is, well, all the important stuff is happening outside the home. So I got to just fix this issue here and then run out and do all the important stuff out there. But really, JP2 has a great insight here. John Paul II says that as the family goes, so goes the neighborhood, essentially, and the culture and the world in which we live. We have to be intentional and realize the microcosm is the family. And if we can live that rightly, then we can affect beautifully the macrocosm of the culture that surrounds us. But being intentional about this is my school of virtue, this is the gymnasium of my soul right here, this, if I give it my full heart, my full attention, this is the training ground for society at large. It's a lesson I'm still learning myself as a dad, as a husband and a father, but I think this is where it's at. And John Paul II is very clear on that point.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I guess what you're saying is that the way we learn to deal with conflict or handle problems in our family becomes the way we do all that stuff, really, well, the way we do anything in our family becomes the way we do all that stuff with everybody else, too. And so, you know, if we really want to be godly people and have godly relationships with everyone in the world, we've got to start by focusing on building those godly relationships in our home with our spouse and our kids and our other family members.
Yeah, and the danger, I think, is that we can put on a mask on the outer world,
yes.
You know, where we appear to be the patient one, the kind one, that I can handle conflict, and yet when we're home, we've got our cranky pants on, you know, it's like, wow.
Well, it's really true. We're kind of socialized to that, right?
Yes.
How many times have we heard, you know, we, the adult parents now, heard from our parents, you know, make sure you're putting on your good manners when we go out, talk to Aunt, you know, Sally the right way, make sure you're nice to the waitress, and then we get home, and they're yelling, and we're yelling, and everybody's whining. We're not used to exercising virtue and love in our family lives, are we?
No, and thinking about children as seeing us as models of this, you know, they can smell authenticity a mile away. They can question it. It's like, you're a little different. You have a different voice out there, Dad. Are you? You didn't say, you know, and so that can be a blessing. That sort of, you know, gymnasium of the soul. I said, right, the Greek word behind gymnasium is nakedness. In the family, we really are open and vulnerable. That's where our true self really abides. And so again, you know, not the guilt trip here, but be real, be authentic, be present, be attentive. Again, God's grace has to be thick in the family so that we can, again, be authentic on the outside when we're doing our work, whatever it might be.
Well, and I want to run something past you, you know, because this is something we talk about pretty regularly on the show, but I'm interested in your thoughts that, you know, when we talk about building the kingdom of God, very often we think about projects, you know, things we can do in the community or in our parish, you know, to serve, you know, the world, whatever. And those are all good things. I'm not knocking that at all. But I think that we miss the major point that building the kingdom of God means healing the damage that sin does to our relationships. And the primary place we're going to focus on that is in our family lives, that building the kingdom of God really first means healing the damage that sin does to our marriage and family lives.
Absolutely, I would agree. I mean, it's, you know, seek first the kingdom of God, all things will come besides, and the kingdom of God is within you, and the kingdom of God is within the family. I feel this every day. I mean, this is really a 24/7 thing, is that the more attentive and present I am here at the nucleus of all society, in my family, with my wife and the way I look at Rebecca, with my kids, and I screw up every day, right? Being attentive to my four children and trying to be as present as I can, yeah, it becomes a balm for the soul, and it makes it easier a bit for me to step out. If I can get this right with the grace of God, all things will follow. I think that's absolutely true.
Well, I think especially in your work, Bill, and that when you can get it right at home, as you said, when you know you're at least, it might not be perfect, it might not be, you know, a tranquil oasis, but you know you're walking in virtue, you know you're being attentive, you know you're working on that project. How much more, then, does your work at the Theology of the Body Institute become informed by that? You know, I've taken a course with you. The stories that you bring to that to illuminate, you know, what Theology of the Body really means matters. It changes people. And I think that's true whenever any of us go out into the world, whether we're a cashier or a teacher or a doctor or whatever. When we're working on that virtue at home, when we feel like we're at least striving to get it right, we have more to give to the larger world, where if we don't, at least strive at home. It becomes what you were saying. We're putting on masks of politeness, but we really don't have anything to give anyone because we're not living our authentic selves as we're called and made to be, right?
Absolutely. Amen. And that's living the spirituality of communion that John Paul II spoke about in his letter at the dawn of the new millennium. And it's such a beautiful meditation. Get that right. All things will follow. Please, God, by his grace.
And Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. And if folks would like to learn more about the Theology of the Body Institute and the good work you guys are doing, where can they turn for more information?
Yes, please come to the home where we live and breathe the spirituality of JP2. It's the TOB Institute, and tobinstitute.org is the website to find our courses.
Excellent. tobinstitute.org, and they offer both live in-person courses and online courses as well. So check them out, tobinstitute.org. Bill, thanks again for being with us today, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we're taking your calls, listeners, about home improvement projects, what it needs fixing up in your family relationships. Whether we're talking about challenges in your marriage that you're facing or struggles that you are dealing with in parenting your younger or adult kids, or if you're having some issues with your extended family, parents, in-laws, siblings, or others, we want to help you resolve all those difficulties that hit close to home today on More to Life. The number, once again, is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you are listening to the More to Life podcast later on, you can still get your questions in via email. That email address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we'd love hearing your voice, so give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions about all those family issues that need fixing up on our show titled Home Improvement Project. Back in a minute. Stick around.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Now, we don't worship Mary. She is a Queen of All Saints. She is the Mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer. But she does have a direct connection with Jesus. She's always pointing us to Jesus. She works together with the Lord in terms of turning people over to him and directing. Like, you have a problem, you go to your mom. Your mom's going to give you advice. What does our Mother Mary tell us? Go to Jesus, pray the rosary, go to Mass, receive the sacraments, go to confession. Go to my son, go to my son, go to my son. She's not talking all about her. She's talking about her son. And this is in all the approved apparitions. On the cross, Jesus gave Mary to St. John. Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. Now, aren't we supposed to emulate Christ and follow in the footsteps of his great apostles, such as the great St. John? And if John took Mary into his home and took care of her, then what are we supposed to do?
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When kids misbehave, it's common for parents to ask how they can stop the bad behavior. Usually the answer is some form of punishment. But punishment isn't a silver bullet. Sure, it might stop misbehavior for now, but it's not very effective in the long term. That's because it doesn't help kids heal the harm they've caused, and it doesn't give them the tools they need to handle things differently the next time. St. John Bosco had a better approach to discipline. He viewed discipline as a teaching opportunity, not a control problem. In his approach, parents coach kids through the process of healing the harm their behavior caused, and next, They help kids learn the skills and strategies they need to do better next time. St. Bosco's approach is called discipleship discipline because it treats kids as disciples or learners. It also reminds us of the loving way Jesus taught his own disciples. Discipleship discipline frees parents from being referees, constantly imposing penalties. Instead, parents coach kids through the hard work of improving their game. Discipleship discipline recognizes that parents and kids are really on the same team. To learn more about discipleship discipline, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Home Improvement Project. We're talking about all things home. Whether you're struggling with a marriage challenge between you and your spouse, dealing with a parenting issue with your younger children or adult kids, or you've got some extended family issues with parents, in-laws, adult siblings, or other folks in your family, we want to help you resolve all those challenges that are hitting a little close to home today on our show titled Home Improvement Project. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Martha, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Hey, Martha. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
My daughter just had a baby about a week ago. It's her first.
Congratulations.
Baby. I know. I'm so excited. But anyway, the point is that I'm supposed to go over there at the end of the week to help her out. Over there means Ohio. I'm in California. So I would be taking an airplane ride over there.
Yes.
Now, here's the problem. The problem is that after she had the baby, she called me up about a day after she had the baby and was telling me about the labor because I was all interested in the labor and everything. And
sure.
She said, yeah, Mom. And then I had to have a block. And then she told me on how, you know, how it all went after the block. And I'm going, oh, you cheated. And she went, uh-huh. And then she started waterfall crying.
Sure.
I mean, just waterfall crying. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm going, I'm really sorry. I didn't, you know, I have like a dry sense of humor. And, you know, I was playing with her. And it was like, I mean, I don't care if she had a block, if she, you know, as long as the baby is fine and she's going, I wanted to be alert and ready to take care of little Joseph. And, you know, so this is my question. What should I go over there? And now she's kind of, she's ghosting me on the phone. She won't get on the phone. So should I go over there to help her, you know, at the end of the week, or should I say, what can we somehow postpone and let you get more situated before I go over there, and will airline tickets do that?
Okay. Let's break this down.
So in terms of, I mean, in terms of the flight thing, I mean, you can always change flights, but I would suggest that it's important that you not make this worse, and that you go, because if you don't go, that will just make this situation infinitely worse.
Yeah, please understand, and I know that you can remember back to this, okay? But it takes a mom, you know, who's now a grandmom, you gotta get in that headspace. Very much. Especially now, birthing mothers are so encouraged to be able to just, you know, do this on their own. No matter what anybody's opinion is on that, that's obviously the headspace your daughter was in and had to go through the process of her birth in a way she didn't want to. And for you to say that triggered all the feelings she had inside about
getting
through it.
I know you didn't mean anything by that. I know you were just joking. You didn't really think you were stepping on a landmine at all.
But it was a sore point that you weren't really sure or knew was a sore point. And on top of that, you were talking to a young woman who is going through the most traumatic, hormonal, physical experience she could ever go through. Every woman who goes through birth goes through more than any of us have ever talked about. And her hormones are a roller coaster. She, no matter what kind of preparation she had, she was not prepared for how she feels and what her body is doing right now. She is at her most vulnerable, and she needs her mommy. She doesn't need a friend. She doesn't need you to come in and come alongside of her as though you're on the same level. She needs her mommy. So I would highly encourage you to go and to cook for her and to hug her and to nurture her and to let her know, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I was being silly, but I certainly didn't mean it. And I'm so glad you're healthy and safe and the baby is healthy.
And I appreciate why you're upset. And I understand that this wasn't the birth experience that you wanted. I really, you know, just genuinely apologize. Because the thing, a lot of moms and will do this not just about birth, but about parenting in general. They see it as a test.
Yes.
And she feels like she failed
especially
birth.
Especially this new generation of new moms.
She feels like she failed birth. And so the comment that you made, which was just playful, I completely understand where you were coming from and what your intention was, but it for whatever reason confirmed for her that she failed at birth.
Either she failed or it was stolen from her or something that really hit home for such an important experience, especially since it was her first birth. She's very tender right now. And one of the things that is so important that we don't do well here in the West is nurturing new moms. We're all busy taking care of the baby. When you go, do not take this baby away from her. Do not, you know, try to get time with this baby. That will come over your lifetime. Hold the baby when she offers. But nurture your baby. That's what she's asking you for. That's what she needs, and that's where the anger is coming
from. And build her up.
From.
You know, let her know that you understand how she feels, that she's a success in your eyes. That it was, that she did a great job. She's going to be a great mom. You know, let her know that you believe in her, and that you're there for her. I would send some flowers in advance if you haven't done that. You know, just send something that lets her know that you love her and that you're looking forward to coming.
And I'm
sorry the way that happened.
Should say, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so thrilled for you. Don't be afraid to be effusively loving right now.
Martha, thank you for the call. I'm really sorry that happened, but I think that you guys will be able to get through this. Don't make it worse by not going. You know, just kind of be a presence. Let her know that you are on your way and that you love her with all your heart. Send something in advance that just, you know, says that you're proud of her and that you love her and that you're looking forward to seeing her.
Just make it about nurturing her so she can nurture her baby, and work really hard to not make it about you or your hurt feelings by her kind of ghosting you right now. You don't know if she's really ghosting you or she just hasn't slept in a week and she's in a puddle of tears. She needs her mommy. Be her mommy for her, Martha.
Martha, thanks so much for the call. I'm really sorry that's happened. We've added your family to our More to Life prayer list. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to call us back here on the show. I will also say, you know, when somebody reacts like this, they are at high risk for postpartum depression and those sorts of things. So just kind of keep your eyes open for that possibility and be willing to encourage her to seek help if she is struggling. So keep your eyes open for that. We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. I want to let you know, the upcoming National Eucharistic Congress is happening in July, and I hope that we'll see you there. Lisa and I have a big part to do with planning the family programming at the National Eucharistic Congress, and in fact, we're going to be running the Catholic Home Immersive Experience, which is a really exciting event for whole families, parents and kids together, to learn how the Eucharist is the key to your Catholic home. Come, there'll be entertainment, activities, all kinds of fun stuff going on there. You will love it. So if you want to join us at the National Eucharistic Congress, go to eucharisticcongress.org, register, and then look for the Catholic Home Immersive Experience under Special Events, and register for that. You got to sign up for it. It's free as part of the Congress, but you have to sign up for it and make a reservation. So please do. We'd love to see you there. Of course, if you'd like daily support for your Catholic household on mission, you can download the Catholic HOM app, and you can ask whatever questions you have of our whole pastoral team. You can join our weekly deeper dive discussions. You can check out tons of resources like downloadable activities, videos, monthly live Q&As with Lisa and I, and lots of other parenting resources to help you build a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic Household on Mission. Download the Catholic HOM app today to get all the support you need for building a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic home. That's Catholic HOM on Android or in the Apple Store. And we are going to be taking a break right now, but as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
We chose this verse today because you know, there's a lot of confusion about what a peacemaker is. We think that a peacemaker is a smoother overer.
Or somebody who just bees quiet.
A peacemaker is somebody who, St. Augustine said, you know, pursues the right order. Peace is the tranquility that results from right order. And so we pursue peace in our family relationships by pursuing that right order and making sure that things are done in a godly way and that the problems we're facing in our families are being addressed so that we can draw closer together in God's love. So take that to heart today. If you are struggling with a marriage issue, a parenting challenge, or other family issues, bring them to God and ask Him to teach you how to bring right order out of those challenging situations. Of course, we're here to help you with that too. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We are helping you with all your home improvement projects, whether those are marriage issues, parenting challenges, or extended family struggles. We are here for you. The number again, 877-573-7825. We'll be taking your calls. When we come back from the break, stick around.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish, and we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Home Improvement Projects. What needs fixing up in your family relationships? Whether we're talking about marriage challenges, parenting issues with your younger or adult kids, or extended family problems with your parents, in-laws, siblings, or others. We want to help you resolve all those challenges that are hitting a little close to home today. On More to Life. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
On Covenant Radio Network. Hey, Mary. Welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Hi. First, I want to say thank you so much for being here and being on the air and
just feeding us your wisdom, and God's working through you, and thank you for doing that for us. I have a sister who has been struggling with her children, and now they're in the ages of high school, and it's gotten very, very hard. And the oldest one is just like, they keep trying to label and diagnose and label, and now it's, you know, autistic and depression, and try this medication, and then it trickled down to the younger one, and, you know, he's going through depression, and now the middle child, and I'm just, and she keeps coming.
Are they getting any kind of family help?
Well, so, nothing faith-based. They're doing everything through, the secular, and,
even in a secular environment, you know, a lot of times what happens is that parents will send kids to either a psychiatrist for medication or a counselor for individual therapy, but they don't necessarily get family counseling, and for the most part, that's what's really indicated in a situation like you're describing. So do you know if they're working together as a family?
Yes, they have tried everything. They have, each child has their own psychologist. And the oldest one has many aids to help through with the education.
Okay, but that's the problem. Yeah.
Each one is identified as a separate issue of their own.
So no, I'm talking about doing family counseling where mom and dad and the kids all go together. So generally speaking, now, I mean, there are some exceptions, but generally speaking, kids and teenagers especially do not do well in individual counseling. They just don't. You know, they don't want to be there. They either underreport, you know, what's going on, or, you know, like I have a lot of adult clients who don't follow through with the homework that they're given in therapy, and kids are even worse with that. So if mom and dad aren't actively involved in the treatment, and like by being in the appointments and working together with the counselor to improve the family relationships, then the changes aren't going to happen.
And that is even true. It's probably more especially true when you're dealing with a child who is dealing with some issue neurospectrum wise. No matter where they are on that spectrum, yes, they need aids to help them educationally. Yes, they need all sorts of ways to help them negotiate life. But the family, including that identified child, need to be in family therapy together so that they're working out the stress of this. They're finding out how to support each other and love each other through it. They're able to work with a professional to work out issues that were there in the first place or maybe being generated by the issue. And they're getting skills, this is very important, together in family therapy to make the home life more pleasant, run better, be more successful
for
everyone.
And for mom and dad to have the skills they need to deal with those special issues. Mary, and I know I jumped in. Your question, you told our screener, was, you know, what can you do to support your sister? I mean, since she's in Boston and you're in Missouri. I mean, the best thing you can do, of course, is empathize. I don't know if she's faithful, but if she's willing to, you can certainly pray for her with her, you know.
Yeah, right there on the phone.
Even if she's not, like, you know, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. It's just, you know, first you empathize with her. I'm so sorry you're going through that. I really feel your pain. I wish I knew what I could do for you. Lord, please bless my sister and help her to have the wisdom to know how to respond to all of this and help me be the support she needs to be. Amen. And then, well, you know, so what else is going on, right? So, you know, you don't make it a thing. You just bring God into it and make him part of the conversation. But if she asks and if she's open to it, as you pray about it, really recommend that the family be doing counseling together. Not that each kid has their own counselor or their own psychiatrist, but that the whole family is working together with somebody who can teach them how to navigate the various stressors that come from these various problems that they're dealing with.
Now, those children can have all the support systems they need depending on what they truly need in the situation. But the family needs that touchstone of working in family therapy with every single one of them present.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for the call. You have a beautiful heart, and you really want to be there for your sister. I really appreciate that. These suggestions will be the best way that you can be present to her. And again, you know, don't rush in with a suggestion for family counseling because she's been through the mill. She's probably going to reject it at first. So be praying for the opportunity for her to be receptive to that idea. And if she is, that would be the thing that's missing right now.
And I have to say, we have a lot of people in our lives who are dealing with children who are not neurotypical on all different levels. And the family therapy component can make such a huge difference, especially for the parents and the siblings and all of these people who need to be able to be a good family in the midst of dealing with all the issues that are involved.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Mary. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Bill, who's listening to WTN Radio in Illinois.
Bill, you have a couple minutes. What's your question for us, sir? Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for taking my call.
That's all right. Sure, you told our screener that your son is going through some depression and that he's an adult and you feel like his wife is kind of manipulative.
Do we have that right?
Right. He's a recent father. The child's about 6 months old now. And I think what he's come to realize in his family, we have seen this, is his wife is very manipulative. She came from a dysfunctional family. And I think he feels trapped. And it's taking him into a depression state. He's not talking. He's more of a shell of himself of what he used to be. When we approached him out, he said, I think I'm just becoming more of an introvert. But as family goes, he's just not responding to communication with us. And we're like, where do we go for help? You know, how do we get him back and not...
Does he live near you, Bill, or is he at a distance from you?
He's close enough where we can get there in an hour and a half. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a little bit of... So
I will say this. I do want to ask this. Did this happen just since the baby was born, or did you see him sliding into this depression prior to that?
More so since the baby's been born. It's definitely exacerbated the concern. Yeah.
Okay.
And when you say that she's manipulative, can you give me an example of what you mean?
She has, in some ways, distanced us from him. We definitely have felt that. And he seems like now he can't do anything right in her eyes. And she's not doing it intentionally, but we see it. She's always correcting him and kind of putting him down and, just not making him feel good about himself, I guess, would be one way I see her manipulating him.
Yeah.
All right. So I want you to I want to avoid kind of characterizing her as manipulative.
Yeah.
And I want instead for you guys to focus on supporting him and seeking marital counseling, especially under the circumstances.
And also, please realize that dads can get postpartum depression too. You know, nobody's sleeping. Everything is different. He and his wife don't have the same relationship. And we neglect dad's mental health all the time. New fathers go through a tremendous shift. So they may need that marriage counseling also to help them to adjust to being new parents together.
Well, and if she's not willing to go at first, then at least working, then encouraging your son to find a good marriage-friendly therapist to do individual counseling with. And a marriage-friendly therapist is one who's been trained in marriage therapy and really respects kind of the marriage system. There are a lot of individual therapists who say, well, I see couples, or I see families too, but they're not trained in it, and their success rate is very, very poor. So working with a marriage-friendly therapist who has training and supervision in marriage therapy, even when you're working with them as an individual therapist, they have a different perspective that is going to be much more effective to healing the larger relational problems that are going on there. You know, it sounds to me like they both need some skills, right? You know, your daughter-in-law, is, being very direct and very critical and kind of shutting him down about the different things he's trying to do. He doesn't know how to stand up for himself effectively, though, in a respectful way, to be able to work through these things together. And unless they both get some new skills, it's going to get ugly, right? So you're going to encouraging them to seek help together, and not so much labeling her as manipulative, but really saying to the both of the, to your son, you know, you both need some new skills.
You know what?
Having a new baby is
a huge transition. It's a new shift in life, and you need the skills to be the best couple you can be, the best parents you can be. And Bill, if you're only an hour away, please be there. Make meals for them. Love them. You know, do whatever you can to make their lives easier and get them what they need in way of support from your family.
The more you can be a kind of a physical and practical support to them, the more they'll be open up to your ability to mentor them and support them in these kind of more emotional ways, too. Bill, thanks so much for the call. We've got to head out, but if folks are looking for more support in dealing with their family issues or marriage, family, or parenting struggles, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how the Pastoral Solutions Institute can support you in connecting you with a faithful Catholic counselor and help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. That's at CatholicCounselors.com. Also, if you want to get daily support for building a more loving, caring, connected, faithful Catholic family, download the Catholic HOM app today. We'd love to see you there. Get out there and celebrate the life
You've
God wants for you.
Listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.